Welcome back to Killer Fun, where we explore the intersection of crime and entertainment every other week. I'm Christy, and today, we have just a few more outtakes for you before we get back to our regularly scheduled shows. I have outtakes from The Watcher, Don't Worry, Darling, and The Grinch. Just a few little things, but I promise we're coming back with something super, super fun that I'll tell you about at the end of the episode very, very soon. So first up, we have our outtakes from The Watcher. We talk about Cocaine Bear, which is my most anticipated movie of 2023. A few flubs. We talk about how Google is the Watcher app. Enjoy. My most anticipated movie of 2023.
What?
Cocaine Bear.
Really? I have so many questions that are probably going to end up on a bonus episode.
Oh my gosh. So we might have to cover this on the show.
All right.
Because it comes out at the end of February 2023. And it's okay. A true story about that I don't think they even need to get anybody's permission to tell, because drug dealers lose cocaine in a plane crash and a bear eats it. Cocaine Bear.
Oh my God. Oh wait, I heard this story. Did you tell me this story?
Maybe I did. I can't wait for this movie. It's like Ray Liotta's last movie. Carrie somebody. Carrie with the curly hair and was in Felicity. Carrie Russell.
Oh, Carrie Russell. Oh, I love her.
Yes.
I've been a fan of her since MMC. What? Come at me. Mickey Mouse Club was awesome. Look how many stars it produced.
I mean,
so many.
Yeah.
So many.
But I can't wait for Cocaine Bear.
Okay.
And I was delighted to see that she is in it. They have a 10-year-old bankruptcy pending.
Wait, oh, sorry. I was going to pull up the.
Yeah.
Where is it? It's different. They've changed things.
The Emmy app?
No, the Watcher app.
Oh. There's an
Google. Google has changed how they. Because I usually.
Like, there's an app for the Watcher.
Yeah, no.
I mean, that would be a good name for the Google.
It really would be.
The Watcher.
Yeah, The Watcher. That would be a good name. No, there's usually a different like section for the episode guides, and it was in like a totally different place, and I just wanted to go there.
Okay. All right, we've got just a few outtakes here from Don't Worry, Darling, a little bit of gossip about some of the cast changes that happen. We talk about how the beach is filthy, and line drying clothes, quaint or antiquated. Enjoy.
Yeah, I didn't know Shia LaBeouf was. I don't know that Shia LaBeouf would have pulled that off very well.
No, I don't think so either. Well, because Olivia Wilde said she wanted Harry Styles for it initially, but he had conflicting tour.
Okay.
And then COVID came in and canceled his tour, and that made him available.
So she went ahead and switched.
Mm-hmm. She says she fired him. He says he left for conflicting reasons, like he didn't agree with her about something. So who knows?
Well,
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, Shia LaBeouf doesn't exactly have a great track record.
No, I mean, the conflicting reasons is his personality. You know?
And Olivia Wilde said that Shia LaBeouf and Florence Pugh didn't get along.
Oh.
But they have text messages that they've released that showed they did get along.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Jeez, it's all over the place.
It really, like, all over. So there was a really eventful dinner party at Jack and Alice's home. And a guest says that the beach is really filthy.
I was like,
say it ain't so. But well, it is so. It's kind of gross.
At least near us.
Smithsonian Magazine had an article about this. Ocean water is gross and sand is grosser.
Oh, gosh.
Uh-huh.
No!
Yeah. So basically that when you have ocean water, it can have bacterium and different things contaminating it. And that water
first of all, it'll move it away more quickly, and that waterborne bacteria tends to die off relatively quickly.
Okay.
So
well, that's good news.
Yeah. But it takes a lot longer for those microbes to decay on the beach. Yeah. But they did note that all of their studies that they did on this were on beaches that were contaminated. Like they were known to be beaches that were unsafe. Like they were closed to the public. These researchers took the opportunity to go ahead and study those beaches so they could tell concentrations. They had higher concentrations to work with. It made it easier to study.
Makes sense.
Yes. But
well, I know our Gulf beaches have been closed from time to time because of situations. Yeah.
Which is why I go to the other side of the Mississippi if I want to spend time at the beach usually.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the way the water comes into the Gulf of Mexico
is a little, unless you're on the Gulf, the Florida side.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Mm-hmm. Like you get to like Alabama, just on the other side of the Mississippi River from where we are.
Yeah.
On the east side of the Mississippi River, the beaches are really pretty.
Yeah. For real.
You know, all that silt and stuff comes down and it makes the beaches in Louisiana and Texas a little less pretty.
Yeah.
Until you get down to Mexico.
And then
they're beautiful again.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. But
hey, the beaches are there. We'll appreciate them.
That's
from
right.
the balcony.
That's right. And you know what? And you shouldn't be afraid to go down there unless the beaches are closed.
That's
then
true.
Just don't. But just know that, you know, maybe a good idea to go ahead and take a shower. Some people don't.
Yeah, that's
true. And pools harbor their own brand of funk.
Yeah.
So don't think you're it's really six of one, half dozen the other. I mean, if it's a public pool where, even if not public, even if it's a private pool that like a whole hotel or using,
yeah, then
it's basically a public pool.
Yeah.
It has its own thing. So just, you know, shower when you're done.
Yeah, there you go.
Before you go to bed.
Yeah.
You're probably fine. Yeah. But they are trying to project. So Alice line dried her clothes.
Oh, yeah.
Which looks so like quaint, but it's actually the norm in really most places in the world.
I mean, it is. And it looks simultaneously, it looks so like, and also like awful.
What a bunch of work.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, because you got to iron everything.
Yeah, I mean, so much work.
Uh-huh.
So much work to hang them up.
You have to take it out there. You have to hang them all up. You have to go out and check that they're dry. You have to keep an eye on the weather.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if there's a dust storm, they lived in the desert.
Hello.
It was freaking Palm Springs. You know, there's got to be like a dust storm that comes up.
I mean, yeah. I don't. You got
to pull that stuff in out of the lines. But Carl Tashian wrote an article for Bloomberg and said he never really thought about it. He went to the Philippines, mm-hmm. was visiting a friend, and his friend asked him, how do Americans have time to do laundry?
Yeah.
And he goes, I don't know. We just do it.
Yeah.
But that's because having a dryer in your home
makes it way faster.
Yeah, it makes it much faster and it's not mm-hmm. the norm. And, you know, it used to be that your clothes were made of wool or leather or felt and you literally shook it off.
That was
cleaning
that's
it.
That's true.
Like, I mean, they must have smelled awful.
It's funny because in Brave New World, there's like this scene in the book where they come up with an appliance. I don't remember. Oh, I don't remember which appliance it was. Maybe it was a microwave or something where they're talking to the housewife and the man mm-hmm. and they're doing a little interview and they're like, well, why do you need this appliance? Well, look how fast it lets me get this done. And the guy honestly responds back and goes, to do what? Why do you need extra time? And like the whole idea is why do we keep trying to cram more in, like just take time to do the thing. Now you just got more chores to do because you got more time. And it was kind of like, well, he's not wrong.
Like, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
But it gives you the option.
It gives you the
option. You can still line dry your clothes.
You can.
Well, and that was actually a thing that they talked about. A lot of American homeowners associations have banned clotheslines because they think it makes it look like poverty and lower property values and stuff like that. But that in 2015, San Francisco had to rescind their ban on clotheslines in San Francisco because there was a right to dry movement.
Okay. All right.
People like literally wanted to be able, cause there's, it can smell nice depending on where you live. It can smell good. And there's some idea that the UV light from the sun can, is better at destroying bacteria or whatever.
Yeah. Well, and all that, and then you've got your clothing that gets beat up in the dryer. Let's not act like it's really, so line drying can keep your clothes, you know, stronger and sturdier longer.
Right.
You know?
Yes. And that it's really inefficient. Even our high efficiency home washing machines use a lot of water compared to industrial machines.
Nah.
So by not doing community wide things, laundry, you end up with a lot more waste. And that can be an issue on global warming, climate change.
Yeah.
Yeah. Adding to that. But, you know, the idea is now that there's the right to dry movement, you have the option. If the weather is nice and you want to go hang stuff online, you can do that.
That's good. Yeah. I think you ought to be able to, honestly. I just don't think you should be forced to.
Right.
Because they're expensive. No.
Yeah.
And I think if yours dies or whatever, or you should have the option to not have to buy one.
Right.
If you're not allowed to dry your clothes outside.
Right.
Then by all means, provide me a washer and dryer. But they're expensive and they get more and more expensive.
Yeah.
So.
All of the sources that we use to inform our discussion here on Killer Fun Podcast can be found on our social media. Join us on Facebook at Killer Fun Podcast, exploring the intersection of crime and entertainment. You can find us on Twitter at Killer Fun Pod, or you can send us an email at killerfunpodcast@gmail.com, and I'd be happy to share a link to whatever information you're looking for. We love to hear from you. You might learn a little something too. All right, last up, just a little bit of outtakes from The Grinch. We stretched before we started the episode. We had a snapping fail and, of course, some flops. Enjoy.
Sorry. I thought it was ready.
And I thought it was like, oh, okay. Crack, pop.
Okay.
Ready? Let's do it.
All right.
Hello. Let's do a clap together, right?
There might have been too much alcohol in my coffee.
One, two, three.
Okay. He put bags of gold in their stockings that were hanging by the fire to dry.
Yeah, I know.
And that is it. I know it's short and sweet this time, but we are going to be back in just 2 weeks with a movie I cannot wait to talk about. One of the best from 2022, a dark comedy horror that is now streaming on HBO Max, The Menu. It is a wild, funny, frightening, shocking movie, and we cannot wait to chat about it and hear your feedback too. Thank you so much for listening. Do tell a friend, and until next time, be safe, be kind, and wash your hands.